Here in America, work is in trouble. We've offshored our manufacturing, sent away good jobs, and lost so much ability to make things. American Giant is a company that's pushing back against this tide. They make high-quality clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more, right here in the USA. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, promo code STAPLE20.
This episode is brought to you by Inez Elizabeth Beauty, the best organic and clinical-based skincare products that gives your skin a rebirthing experience. Go to InezElizabethBeauty.com, that's I-N-E-Z, ElizabethBeauty.com, to find out more and to get 15% off your first purchase. Welcome to the Carolina Business Savvy Podcast, where the business struggles may be real, but our savvy won't let us stop. I'm your host, Elizabeth Jennings. I'm a beauty business owner and operator, licensed esthetician, and an overcomer. On this podcast, we will talk about business ups, downs, strategies to be savvy in business, and stories to inspire and offer hope. On today's episode, I want to talk about something that I really don't have a lot of discussions about because it's an uncomfortable topic, but it's something that's really real, and it's envy. And I don't really want to talk about envy for the most part, but I want to talk about why it's really important to inspect yourself to make sure that you're not operating in envy, because envy can really steal your focus, and your focus is essential in order for you to truly see and actually experience real, true success in your business. And success isn't always about the numbers. It isn't always about money, but it definitely is a complement to that, right? Because I will never tell someone that may not have reached a dollar figure in their business that they were hoping to achieve or something along those lines, that if they didn't reach that, then it means that you didn't succeed, because it's definitely not true. But I wanted to talk about this and sort of share a little bit of a story. So I have been in the world of entrepreneurship since 2006, and more specifically in the wellness and beauty industry since 2008, owning and operating a business that is in the beauty industry. I often tell people that the beauty industry can be extremely ugly, and how ironic that is when we are investing our time and our talents to help to beautify the world, if you will. But there's so many ugly elements that is a part of the industry, but I realize that it's not just in the beauty industry, but it's a huge part of it. And I wanted to just share a little story. I'm not going to go into too much detail, but this is actually something that was brought to me. And this is why I want to talk about this, because I just feel that it's really important. But someone that I know, they came and told me some information last week about someone that's in the same industry that I am not aware of, don't know the person, wouldn't know them if they were standing in front of me, don't know anything about their business, never heard of their business before. And that's fine. I'm not saying these things to knock or to act as if, oh, because I never heard of their business, it means that their business isn't successful. It probably is or was. But when this person came to share some information with me about some troubling things that the business is going through at this period in time, it didn't make me feel good at all to hear that, because I don't wish for anyone to go through struggles or hard trials, but it is a part of life and it is a part of business where we go through ebbs and flows, ups and downs. But they shared some information with me about how this person was saying some pretty negative things about me and about my business. And I actually laughed it off a little bit because I thought it was just really immature and ridiculous. And I said, well, I really don't even know this person, so I have no idea why they were speaking about me or trash talking my business, but okay, whatever. It's, I guess, you know, it's sometimes something that happens in the world of what we call competition. But I told this person, I said, what has helped me over the years, and I'm sorry about what they're going through, but what has helped me over the years is I don't look around to see what other people are doing in the industry that I'm in. I don't look to spy or peek in or follow or figure out what they have going on, because it really is none of my business, because I have too much going on my own plate and in my own life and in my own business to spend my time focusing on what anyone else has going on. And speaking of focusing, let's talk about something that will help you focus, which you need to succeed and elevate. I'll share my story of how my husband, who was a veteran, was diagnosed with PTSD. So to say the least, these last few years have been challenging. To top that, with being the owner of a business, focus has been essential, but in seeking support, I didn't want to take anything that would possibly come with other issues, if you get my drift. So making green juices, it can be tedious and honestly a bit messy, but it's something that I've really done before and I like doing it, but it's just not something that I have in my schedule to be able to do anymore. It's time consuming. So I got a recommendation on this product called Magic Mind. I started off for several days just to try it out, and I definitely experienced a good difference. And I'm sleeping better, as well as my mood and desire to do more has definitely increased. My focus and concentration has been so much better, which has helped me to make so much progress in my personal life with my home and husband, as well as my business. Magic Mind has lots of great ingredients, and one of my faves is matcha, and it's called Nature's Caffeine. It helps to reduce stress, which I definitely needed. Myself, never being a coffee drinker, but loving the smell of it, I didn't want to get attached to anything that would maybe give me the jitters or cause me to get addicted to it. And I've heard a lot of people say once they started the coffee, they couldn't get rid of it. So if you have had issues with focus, anxiety, being able to get those checks marked on your to-do list, I highly recommend you try it. You can get yours at magicmind.com/Carolina Business. With the code SAVVY20, that's SAVVY20, you also get up to 56% off your first subscription or 20% off your one-time purchase. That's SAVVY20 for 56% off. It also works if you're already a subscriber. You'll just save on your next subscription payment. So give Magic Mind a try and get your focus and mind on track today. But hearing about this other business and the owner of the business, which I feel was operating from a spirit of envy, it allowed this person to focus on what I and maybe other people in the same industry were doing. And because of the time spent doing that, it caused this person's business to falter in a way that, to be honest with you, is a bit embarrassing. And I'm not even going to go into the details of what has transpired, but it's honestly something that just is not a good look. But when this information was shared with me, the only thing that I could think of is this person was operating from a place of envy, which took their focus off of what they should be focusing on, which was their own business, and looking at what I and maybe other people in the same industry were doing, and then speaking negatively about myself, speaking negatively about my business. And I never would have known if this information wasn't brought to me. And honestly, to be honest, it really is useless information, because I really don't care what anyone has to say about me. I really don't. But I always try to use information and situations as teachable moments. And the person that brought this information to me is someone that I see as someone that I'm mentoring. So I use that opportunity to come from a place of definitely being a mature individual, to not sit and gloat or cheer or whoop, 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 you know, to hear this information about this person that was pretty much trash talking my business and me. But to say, you know, what I've learned over the years in being a business owner, especially in the industry that we're operating in, is that I come from a place of believing that there is more than enough for everyone. And if your motives are right and your actions are pure, your business definitely will see success. And it's not to say that you may not go through some things in life and in your business, because that's just a part of it. But I never took the time to sit and look around and peek and poke and prod and figure out and dig information and all of those different things, because that takes away precious time from my business and what I could be focusing on to make myself and to make my business better. And because of that, I have been in the industry that I have been operating in since 2006, and the current business that I am currently operating and owning and still succeeding in, we're going on 16 years. I am grateful for the many years of success. I'm thankful for the ebbs and the flows, the highs and the lows. I have had multiple locations. I've downsized over the years. I'm grateful for what I have. But the one thing I can say that I never did was to really sit and spend time focusing on anyone else's business. And I feel that people that do that, where you're really spending time, really spending a lot of time focusing on what other people are doing, you're operating from a place of envy, which is dangerous. And you're operating from a place of a scarcity mindset. If you're operating from a place where there is more than enough for everyone, you definitely would not be spending the time to focus and concentrate on what anyone else is doing to keep their business going, keep their business thriving, or help their business to grow. So never allow yourself to operate from a place of envy when you are in business, because it takes your focus off of what is truly important. And what truly is important is you. Your business needs you. It doesn't need you to have your mind wander off in all of these different areas and directions and focusing on what anyone else is doing. And listen, we're all imperfect human beings. None of us are above envy. It can pop up, but it's just something that you have to recognize and pull it down. You may experience it for a moment. All of us have been there. We may have had a moment where we just see someone, or we may be reading an article, or there may be something that comes across your social media feed, or something that may be in the news, or just something that you happen upon, or something that's shared with you, where it may be someone or something or some entity or company or business that you find yourself comparing yourself to. And for a moment, you may think, well, why does this person have what they have? And I've been doing what I've been doing for all of this time, and it hasn't happened for me yet. Just allow that to be a moment, pull it down, say, you know what? I'm happy for them. I'm glad to see what they have going on. I wish them well, congratulate, even if you don't congratulate them personally, but you can do that just releasing the congratulations into the atmosphere for them. And just say, you know what? They have what they have, and I'm going to continue to do what I'm doing so that I can have what I believe I deserve. But never sit and compare yourself to what anyone else has or what anyone else is doing, because comparison definitely is the thief of joy. And it is derived in a state of envy that anyone can slip off into. You just have to recognize it and relinquish it from your psyche, from your mindset, and speak to what you are desiring for yourself and work towards those goals. When you're focusing on yourself and what you're desiring to do, you won't have time to sit and envy anyone else. So if it pops up for a moment, just recognize it and relinquish it. And just remember, never allow envy to steal your focus.
Thanks for listening to the Carolina Business Savvy Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave a lovely review, and share it with the last three people you text message today. So until next time, continue to be savvy in your business.
Find your American Express card and start earning rewards with cashback and bonus points on your everyday purchases, like dining in or eating out, shopping at your favorite retail stores, or picking up groceries. You can earn rewards when you use Amex. See if you pre-qualify with no impact on your credit score. Learn more about our offers at americanexpress.com/check-4-offers. Your credit score may be impacted if you submit an application. Terms apply.